This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Microsoft this morning announced it's going to be eliminating 18,000 professional and factory positions. That's about 14% of Microsoft's workforce. What's that going to mean for Puget Sound? About 3% of local Microsoft jobs will be gone in the first round of layoffs. That's 1,351 jobs. Todd Bishop is co-founder of GeekWire, the indispensable local web news service for technology. Thanks for stopping by, Todd.
That's my pleasure, Ross.
Well, that's the jobs at Microsoft proper, but is there a knock-on effect? Are there other affiliated businesses that will also be affected by the Microsoft layoffs?
Absolutely. The Microsoft number of 18,000 globally does not include vendors and contractors. In Microsoft lingo, these are commonly known as orange badges, for better or worse. And those people will also be facing cutbacks. We do not know how severe those cutbacks are, but we're hearing numbers in the range of 10 to 20% in that workforce, which is also based largely here in the Seattle area. So, in fact, the impact of these cuts could be further than we initially thought.
Well, what's this going to mean for Western Washington?
You know, it could mean some good things. If these Microsoft engineers in particular who are being cut or testers go out and either find new jobs at a lot of startups or smaller technology companies that are really wanting for engineers these days, that could be a positive development for the economy. It really depends on how quickly these jobs can be reabsorbed into the workforce.
Do you think the laid-off workers can expect the generous severance package from Microsoft?
Based on past history, yes, in fact. And we also know that Microsoft announced that it will be taking a charge of more than $1 billion to account for winding down these jobs and paying out severance packages. So you can interpret from that Microsoft will follow its past practice of giving these employees something of a soft landing.
What jobs will be eliminated?
Microsoft is not giving specifics. We know that 12,500 of the 18,000 will be in Nokia, which is Microsoft's recent acquisition that it made to get into the smartphone business.
Not local jobs.
Not local jobs. For the most part, not local jobs. Those are primarily overseas in factories and in engineering outposts that originally came from Nokia. Apart from that, we know that testing and engineering in particular is a specific focus for Satya Nadella. Under the old regime, when you would ship a new version of Windows every 3 years, you would have a process where the engineers would write the code and hand it off to testers. It would get tested and then sent back. Microsoft is consolidating those functions, so engineers will essentially do their own testing. And this is really what Microsoft was going for when the board brought in Satya Nadella. He's an engineer. He understands the process. And you're seeing him attempt to make sort of a surgical incision here to say, hey, let's cut out this stuff that we don't need anymore in this new era of technology. And so then engineering and testing are the jobs that are primarily being focused on in these cutbacks.
Now, are the people who are the types of jobs that may be cut out of Microsoft's business the type of jobs that local tech firms are looking for? I know Facebook and Google have big operations here, in part to poach Microsoft workers. As you mentioned, there's a lot of startups. Are they looking for the kind of people that Microsoft may be shedding?
Yes. Broadly, the answer is yes. It always comes down to the specific talents of the person who's leaving. Some of these Microsoft coders may need to expand beyond .NET and a lot of the Microsoft frameworks and learn how to code for Android and iOS, frankly, and that is the other reflection of this new reality that we're in. Everything is not about Windows anymore, and it has not been for a long time. So they will need to expand beyond their existing engineering expertise and get into new areas. And so in that way, they could be attractive because they have the core chops, the basic skills that a lot of those tech companies are looking for.
Our guest is Todd Bishop from GeekWire. How's Microsoft going to decide who to lay off?
You know, that is a great question. And I was asking folks inside the company about that this morning. It really is on a case-by-case basis. And for example, with engineers, they're looking for folks who can have the flexibility to expand beyond writing code to take in the testing capabilities, but also they're really focusing on people who have data expertise, the ability to take large sets of data and work with it in the code, understand how it works, and provide answers to customers. That is a big focus. So the flexible, self-trained engineers who can go out there and really learn how to do new things and have done that already in their careers are the ones whose jobs are probably safest here.
This is the biggest layoff Microsoft's ever done, but they did do a fairly large one back in 2009. What was the post-operation report from that? Did they do the layoffs well? Did it work out well for them?
Yeah, for the most part, it did. That at the time, it seemed almost like a token for Wall Street. That was not Steve Ballmer doing what Satya Nadella is doing now. Ballmer at the time, I think, was almost making a bit of a sacrifice and saying, hey, we are paying attention to the recession. We're not just going on with business as usual. And so we are making these cutbacks. What Satya Nadella is doing here is much more focused on changing the way Microsoft works, not just reducing the number of employees, but saying, hey, let's lay off people, cut the jobs that we actually don't need, and hopefully be better off for it in the long run.
Well, Satya Nadella's statement on this decision points to all the good things it's going to do for Microsoft. But if we're going to look at it more skeptically, what could go wrong with this change, both in strategy and all these layoffs?
Well, short term, this creates a very nervous culture. I'm sure that employees driving in this morning to Microsoft were checking their email. You know, maybe they're on the connector buses going over to Redmond and checking their email to see if those conference rooms were reserved in part for them to be told that they were laid off. Microsoft is making the initial 13,000 of the 18,000 cuts starting today, but that leaves a pretty substantial overhang, and it can create a bit of a nerve-wracking culture around the company. This is where Satya Nadella really needs to step up and speak to the folks who are going to be sticking around and get them on board with his strategy for, as he says, mobile first, cloud first, essentially making Microsoft services available somewhat equally across all sorts of devices, whether they come from Microsoft or Apple or even Google.
How about that cloud strategy? Would the cloud strategy be based here in Western Washington?
To a large extent, yes. And we are seeing Seattle become really a nexus for online services, cloud services through Microsoft Azure and Amazon Web Services in particular. And what happens there is that the talent becomes a magnet for the talent. So you start developing those engineering offices here that are focused on cloud, and you really start to have the critical mass that can create a strong boost for the economy in that way. And so Microsoft here is essentially trying to focus its efforts more on that than it has in the past.
That's Todd Bishop from GeekWire, the indispensable tech news website. This is The Record on KUOW.